This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania spoke at his party's national convention Tuesday night. Dave McCormick took the podium in Milwaukee just days after attending the deadly Trump rally in his home state. McCormick spoke about his background and why he's running for office. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky is covering the Pennsylvania delegation in Milwaukee, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
Carmen, early on, McCormick mentioned he was at that Trump rally Saturday. What did he say about that day?
Yeah, he was. McCormick referred to it on stage during his address, but I also got to ask him about it on the floor afterward. He was less than 20 feet away from the former president when it happened and was, in fact, about to get up to the podium, but then they heard shots. So he's a combat veteran and quickly figured out what they were and immediately found cover. I asked him how he felt that moment, and here's what he said.
It was surreal. It was a frightening moment that makes you realize by an inch we avoided the unthinkable.
He said one of the victims was sitting right behind him, and he also talked about seeing Trump, and I quote, rose brilliantly to the challenge.
Okay. Well, Carmen, McCormick stood in the national spotlight Tuesday night as a candidate who, if elected in November, could affect control of the Senate, flipping it from Democratic to Republican control, possibly under a Trump presidency. What was his main messaging?
But he accused the incumbent Bob Casey of being, and I quote again here, a do-nothing, out-of-touch, liberal career politician who votes for Biden's tired old ideas. He kept with the Make America Safe Again theme, saying that Democrats aren't doing anything about the drug epidemic or illegal immigrants, which are making, well, I guess they're saying it's making America unsafe. I think his overall argument, though, was best symbolized by this comment.
My friends, the choice this November is clear. It's a choice between strength and weakness. A choice between America's greatness or its sad, disgraceful decline.
McCormick introduced himself to a national audience. He pointed out that he's been a hedge fund CEO. He was a combat veteran of the 82 Airborne Division sent to Iraq in 1987. He frequently positions himself as a jobs creator.
Yeah, he regularly takes credit for jobs created by a company in Pittsburgh he worked for back in the early aughts called Free Markets. Only it turns out that the company actually reduced its Pennsylvania-based workforce after he took over as CEO and then later in a merger with another company. This is actually a story we broke here at WHYY News, and you can find it on our website, whyy.org.
Okay, and you reached out to the Casey campaign for comment following McCormick's speech. Did they respond to you?
Yes. Actually, I heard back from Pennsylvania Democratic Party spokesperson Tanisha Cameron, who sent me a statement saying, and I quote, David McCormick tried to hide behind false attacks because he knows he can't defend his record of investing millions in Chinese military companies supporting an abortion ban with no exceptions for race, rape or incest and funding China's largest fentanyl producer. So I feel like I should mention that it's been reported that while he was CEO, his hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, was very invested in a Chinese fentanyl producer, and that during a debate in his first run for Senate, he said that he supported an abortion ban, a position he has since publicly changed. And I actually might want to also note that Casey himself used to call himself a pro-life Democrat up until just a few years ago.
Yeah. And where do these candidates' campaigns stand in terms of polling and their fundraising?
Well, right now, Casey appears to be around 10 points ahead, according to the latest polls here. You know, McCormick actually told me during a campaign stop a few months ago that he sees his campaign as tied closely to Donald Trump's. But Trump is actually ahead of his rival Biden here in Pennsylvania, while McCormick is behind his. Now, as for money, both campaigns brought in a sizable haul this last quarter, but Casey seems to be a bit ahead there as well. Whereas Casey brought in over $8 million, McCormick raised less than $6.5 million, and that includes $2 million of his own that he injected into his own campaign.
All right. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Carmen.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, I hope.
You got it.
Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY's politics reporter. He's covering the Republican National Convention following Pennsylvania's delegation this week. And you can watch Night 3 of the RNC tonight at 8 on WHYY TV 12. And you can listen tonight at 9 on 90.9 FM.